Quarter past seven on a Monday morning, which means it's time to explore the brand new music for 2SER for the week. Helping us do so, as always, is Andrew Kaduri. Good morning, Mr. Kaduri.
Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. What have you got in store for us this week?
Well, a band that we've been playing a little bit of at 2SER, I know you've been really enjoying as well. It's Twin Peaks from out of Chicago.
Excellent.
And they're in town this week.
Oh, fantastic.
Playing tomorrow night, the Oxford Art Factory. So how's that for timing, Mitch?
That is excellent for timing. Very careful when you Google this band, though, Twin Peaks, of what you might find. So,
yeah, you won't just find the TV show. You might find a very special kind of restaurant somewhere in Sydney, and if that's your thing. But let's focus on the band. They're from Chicago, as I mentioned. They're a five-piece. And look, they're circling that orbit around late 60s rock and pop. You know, we're talking the Beatles, the Beach Boys, you know, the big guns, the Kinks as well. Bouncy, catchy, rollicking, very fun, very sunshiny. They've got a little bit of a gritty, rootsy kind of a vibe as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's recorded by John Agnello. Okay, the name might mean nothing to you, Mitch, but he's recorded the likes of Kurt Vile lately, Dinosaur Jr. So good pedigree there for this record. The record is called Down in Heaven. Let's hear a little bit. How's that to kickstart your morning, Mitch?
Yeah, really beautiful stuff from Twin Peaks.
Yep, and don't forget they are playing tomorrow night, Oxford Art Factory. Yeah.
Definitely worth checking out. They've been playing all sorts of tours and dates all around the world at the moment, which is really exciting to see. What's the next musical item, Andrew?
Well, let's go local and really interesting local. It's the second album from Sydney's El Fresh the Lion. Now, I know that you had a chat with him a year ago on Breakfast.
Yeah, a little while ago.
Yeah, when his first record came out. This new one's called Become. Mm-hmm. It's on the Elephant Tracks label. And look, really interesting rapper because he's from the suburbs of Sydney. I think it's Liverpool.
Yeah.
So you're getting the sound of the suburbs in hip-hop and you're getting the multiculturalism out in the suburbs. He's a Sikh rapper and he's very personally driven to bring you the culture and the history of his family and where he's come from into his music. He's a straight shooter, very politically aware, and look, he sort of veers between smooth R&B to Bollywood vibes and minimal funk on this record. It's really diverse. So yeah, let's hear some. This is Punjab, An Introduction.
Let me take you to the land of birth, my mother and my father. Where life is so hard, but the people work harder. Their spirits stay high, cause the Lord is their master. But if you stand for something good, then you become a target. You can't trust police.
So you're getting the vibe there, Mitch?
Yeah,
see
really
what's
nice
going
stuff
on there? Yeah, it's you know, kind of important that the hip-hop represent this as well, because it's a really fantastic medium by which people can express themselves, obviously. It always has been, and it's always been something that can be culturally diverse. You can pull sounds from anywhere into hip-hop. And so I think it's a really fantastic record out on the Elephant Tracks label, El Fresh the Lion, Become.
We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with music director Andrew Kaduri. And one last piece of treasure to finish us off for a Monday morning. What will we hear next?
Well, it's a big record in more ways than one. It's from Mark Pritchard, who's a UK producer, very famous for so many different things. He's had this ambient project when he was young called Global Communication. He's also worked as Harmonic 313 and Africa High Tech as well. And, you know, a lot of these projects, you know, have had, you know, real beats, jungle, drum and bass and stuff like that working with him. But this album, which is under his own name, it's called Under the Sun. And when I say it's big, the sound is just cavernous on this record is huge. But there's also this huge array of guests. In a way, like what he's doing here, it's this gorgeous and kind of enveloping electronica that he's got going, towering atmospheres and really warm sounds playing on the kind of intersections between ambient and folk and beat-oriented productions. It's sort of like, I don't mean this as a slight at all, it's kind of like if the Chemical Brothers did a kind of a new age ambient record, because the guests on it, we've got Tom York, we've got the rapper Beans, we've got folk legend Linda Perhax, and the track we're going to hear features Bibio on it. So yeah, it's this massive record. It's just this huge production. It took him many, many, many years. Like I think the one of the tracks took 12 years.
12?
To produce. Like he had this vocal from Beans and he was trying to work the music for a long time. So it's a long time coming, but you can see just what craft and detail is in this record. And it's kind of soothing in some respects, and it's pulsating in other at other times. It's a really big record to absorb, and I think it's a really worthy one. So I thought I'd go out with the track that features Bibio, because you know we love Bibio here at 2SER.
Yes, sir.
We love our Bibio, so we thought we'd go out with Give It To Choir.
For more information, check out the new music review. It's called 7up at 2SER.com. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Have a great week, Mitch.
You too. We'll see you later on.
Tree vapor.